This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle. All right, so welcome to episode 10. In this episode, we wanted to talk about goal-oriented encounters and basically how at times we approach lifestyle play and sexual interactions in general with this goal-oriented approach. There's just, I think, multiple ways of looking at it. I don't think goal-oriented approaches are bad, and we'll talk about what they are, but I think they do have some drawbacks. But I think it's important to just recognize what it is. And so a clear example is, like, you know, when you're having sex with somebody, I think guys can attest to this. Like, you really are having sex to have an orgasm, right? And if it takes a long time to come, you know, that's your goal. You're not reaching your goal, but just the pressure to get there can create a negative experience. Mm-hmm. And so that's just one extreme example, but I just wanted to sort of talk about that kind of stuff. And there are many goals people have. I think it's important to be honest about them, and I think it's important to just not be overly consumed by them all the time. And we'll talk about some of the drawbacks to that. So that's what this episode focuses on. And this was really a creation of the Bell. So I'm going to ask you in a moment what motivated you to do it or mention it. I'll say that we're all guilty of it sometimes. This is not a, you know, something that we're all immune to. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about our sticky pages. And the sticky pages will be about our last hotel social, because it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So this was the Amor Getaways hotel social that we were looking forward to going to, and we had a great time there. And there's another hotel social coming up. We'll put information up in the show notes. But I also wanted to mention again, Amor Getaways.
Cabin Getaway.
Yes, the Cabin Getaway. So when is the Cabin Getaway again? It's August 10th.
It's August 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yes.
So it's a romantic getaway in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia.
So
we'll have lots of fun.
Yeah, so it'll include, you know, some icebreaker activities, some night activities. And then, you know, a part of the getaway will include like a bathhouse where we'll be.
Which I'm excited about, because I've never been to a bathhouse.
I haven't either. It feels really Roman and royal to me. And that's all I know about it. But I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I've been to like Spa Castle, but that's not like really a bathhouse.
No, but Spa Castle is really awesome. I really like Spa Castle. They have good food. Mm-hmm. And but so for those of you who don't know what Spa Castle is, it's a great place in Queens in New York. And they have all kinds of different spas there. They have like an outdoor spa, mm-hmm. where there's like outdoor saunas, and then this huge pool, and then they have, you know, indoor saunas and stuff there. But the one thing I did not like about that particular place was the massage we got. Do you remember the massage we got?
And I felt like the man was beating me. Like, I felt like he was upset with my muscles and was trying to like beat them into submission.
Right. Yeah, I felt like I was getting tenderized like a piece of steak.
Like, he was, I don't know if it was his foot or his elbow, but he was like putting something in my back that was like hard and bony. I was like, oh, this is not.
Mm-mm. This is not pleasant. No,
it was not a pleasant. Like, I wasn't relaxed. It was not a pleasant massage.
You know what it was about that massage? Like, now that I'm reflecting on it. Now, this is a more general thing. Like, when you notice that your masseuse is like approaching you, like he's not identifying you as a person, like he's not looking you in the eye, he's not greeting you, he's just sort of, now he's just handling your body. Mm-hmm. Usually that's a bad sign for me. But you remember that couple massage we got? I think it was like a anniversary. I can't remember. Or maybe a Valentine's Day couple thing. But like we walked in there, they had the music playing, the lights were low, and they welcomed us in. They're like, hey, how you doing? You just take, you know, you just make yourself comfortable. Just let me know if I'm doing anything that's too hard or too soft. Just let me know. And they just handled us like with tender, loving care. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They identified with us. They made us feel like they were personally enjoying us. Mm-hmm. And that was good.
Yeah.
We didn't play with them or anything, and we certainly didn't want to.
The masseuse? What? Yeah, no.
They probably wouldn't have minded, to tell you the truth. The way they were feeling on our brown bodies, they looked like they
were very sexy.
Oh, yes, we were. Smooth skin. Mm-hmm. They probably gave us a free, you know, half an hour, just like just squeezing on butt cheeks and massaging out them. All right, I'm getting off topic. Anyway. Anyway, Amor Getaways, August 10th. Look, I think there's like 4 rooms left at the time we're recording this podcast. You got to act fast. I mean, there are people who confirmed like on SLS, but you know, these
pay
things
get your invoice.
Up. Paid up. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so more information will be in the show notes. You can email us, or you can email Amor Getaways directly. Their email address will be in the show notes. Okay, so
yes,
goal-oriented encounters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just letting the folks know, this is the first show in which we're actually drinking wine. And
I mean, the bonus episode, we were pretty.
Oh,
we were
drunk.
We weren't drunk. We were tipsy. We had been drinking.
We had been drinking a lot because I've
been drinking. I've been drinking. Okay, go ahead.
But I think this is the first time we did an episode at home drinking. And but we needed a bottle of wine. This has been...
Woo!
Wow. This has been quite a week.
It has.
But we just treated ourselves to a movie. We saw Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
Isn't that the name of it?
I don't know.
Was that the first one?
No, I think Fallen Kingdom is right.
Okay, Fallen Kingdom. Well, whatever. We saw the last Jurassic Park movie. and I enjoyed it.
I did too. It was good. I enjoyed it.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Do you think Chris Pratt is sexy?
I think Chris Pratt is sexy, like, in a goofy way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's his, like I told you, I'm a personality girl. So his personality would get me.
Mm-hmm.
But he has, like, he worked out and he got a little buff.
Mm-hmm.
It was either for the first Jurassic or another, like, action type movie he was doing. I can't remember.
It's probably Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, that too. But yeah, he's like that quirky, kind of goofy, you know, personality. Yeah, Chris could get it.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking that girl could get it too.
Yeah, she could get it too.
Yeah. But
I mean, she's not like... I feel like she's just, one, she's a redhead, ginger, man. Mm-hmm. I told you. I'm down with the gingers. And she's like got that milky skin and just a hint of freckle. Yeah.
I like her face. She has a very pretty face.
She has a very pretty face.
Like her eyelashes, like her eyes. Like I really, like I like looking at, but there is nothing about her personality that seems attractive to me. I'd want to play around with her just to see if she can make a nigga's toes curl. Cause I'm not sure yet. All right. Let's just jump in here. So, Belle, what is it that made you think about? Because this was on your recommendation. So, what made you want to do an episode like this?
I mean, it was just something I had brought up. I didn't really think it all the way through. But you know, my thinking is like everybody has different motivations when they're going into a date or a party or something like that. And I think it's good to understand what your own motivations are so that, like, you're setting expectations for yourself, your partner, and the other people that are there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the expectation is clear. Like, yeah.
I thought this was a good topic because I think sometimes we either do too much or too little in playtime. And we don't want to be doing that. But sometimes we sort of get caught up in a situation and we want to do it. So I give a few concrete examples, but, I have a list of different priorities people bring into the place to the play date or play experience. And I just wanted to talk about the drawbacks to each and sort of, I wanted to describe what they were and talk about the drawbacks to each. And I also wanted to reiterate, or emphasize, I should say, that this is just based on our personal
I mean, like, everything on this podcast is based on our personal experience. Now, that's not to say that, like, we're not educated and we don't do research and all that kind of stuff.
But we got degrees, son!
It's still based on our experiences. Either our experiences or conversations that we've had with other couples and understanding their experiences and perceptions.
Right. And again, sometimes we are guilt, like all the preferences I have listed here, I think most of the people listening right now would have wanted all of these at some point in time, at different points in time, depending on your partner. So with your boyfriend, that with your boyfriend, you might want a different experience than with some dude you just met at the bar who has a six pack. Maybe you want a different experience from that person. You know what I'm saying? Just same thing is true with the guys. Like sometimes, you know, from a one night stand, there's something different you want from that experience for a number of very some reasons that make sense. And then with your wife or with your girlfriend or with somebody that's really special to you, you might want something very different from that experience. And I think we bring a lot of that into the lifestyle. Based on the people that we're with, what is it that we're looking for? So let's just go through them. So the first one is the example I mentioned. So the person who wants to come and just nut. Right? They just want an orgasm. That's why they're there. And if they don't get an orgasm, they don't even want to show up to this shit. Okay? Have you ever met this person?
Oh, yes.
So how can you tell you are in the midst of a cum hunter?
A cum hunter. They get the party started. They're not really here for the chit chat. Like, they're all about action. And once they get their one nut or their three or four or five nuts, they out. Like, they're not sitting around reminiscing, like, oh, how, you know, how you been? No, they're like, oh, I'm done? All right, peace. I'm bouncing.
Yo, I could always tell these folks because usually they're the people that'll leave the party first.
Right. And we're like, where you going? What's going on? Nah, we're good. We're going home. It's like, it's only been a couple of hours. Nah, we're done. Bye. And to be fair, like, we're usually the last people to leave the party.
Yeah, because we're usually not looking for that.
That's
and
true.
That's a sign. When somebody sticks around, that's a sign that they weren't there just to get their nut, right? But I think for people who are just looking for their nut,
there's nothing wrong with
that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You come to get, hey, listen. And so I think oftentimes on one night stands, people are just looking for their nut. Cause there's really, sometimes there's just nothing else to look for. Right?
Right.
So I think that's fine. I think where it could go wrong is, well, have you had any examples of when this has gone wrong? When getting a nut goes wrong.
In the lifestyle or just
in general?
In general. Oh yeah. Because there's just no connection there. And then you're like, wait, why did I fuck this person? Like, this person would not be on my list any other time. But I was horny. And they had an available dick. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean,
was unfortunate for me.
Why?
Because that's not, like, I'm just like, that's not like my main motivator. So I'm just like, oh, all right, whatever.
So it's interesting, as a man that I can say this, but I've been with women who have, they got their nut and they didn't want to do anything anymore, which was really new to me. But I think the drawback for me was like, yo, like, I didn't get mine. She was like, nah, I'm tired. I'm done.
Well, that's just selfish.
Yes. So that's one of the drawbacks.
Inconsiderate.
Yes.
Okay, now I got you. Yeah.
Exactly. That's one of the drawbacks. So I've been this person. And sometimes, depending on the experience.
Now, but see, if you know that you a one-hitter quitter, like you need to pace yourself if you're being a considerate person. Pace yourself so that you know that the other person gets theirs in, because you know after you nut, that's it.
Yeah.
So you have to be thinking about whoever you're with so that like you don't like leave them unsatisfied. At least I would think about that. But I
Yeah.
don't really, I can keep going most of the time.
I mean, and certainly when I was in my 20s, even if I did nut, I was ready to nut again. Now that I am no longer in my 20s, I'm not going to say how old I am. Like when I have that nut, like I'll say it this way. Like, for those of you who've ever been to New York and you've taken a subway, right? Subway train. Like, if you miss the first train, you can wait on the platform for the next train. It'll come at some point. That's, I feel like that's how I was in my 20s. But now I'm more like Amtrak. Like, if you miss,
If you miss a train, you fucked up.
yeah,
Like you
you're
wait
gonna have to
like
wait.
5 hours
You might as well go home
and
and
come
then
back.
come back. So luckily it takes me a long time to nut. So I'm good. I can, go multiple rounds. But so anyway, where I could go wrong if you're just looking for the nut is like, what if you can't nut, right? So a lot of times I got a condom on, can't nut. And if I'm trying to nut, if that's my goal, guess what I'm forgetting about?
You wearing somebody out.
I am wearing somebody out. Pussies are getting dry,
Yeah.
people getting dehydrated, like you just pounding somebody out, like they're no longer enjoying this. You're basically using them as like a fucking flashlight.
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight, sorry. So that's where it can go wrong. So I think anybody looking to get a nut, that's one thing to look out for. One, is the partner that you're with enjoying you? Can they tolerate this shit? If you can't nut, if you're somebody who just nuts, again, it can be very selfish, and you want to have a good time with the person you're with. So that's one thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned. The next thing I want to mention is the opposite of that. So not that you're there to get a nut, but that you want to give somebody else a nut, right? You want to please somebody else. You want to give them that orgasm. You want them to remember you as the one who made them nut. Okay? So what's the drawback here? So what are the benefits of this party goer, and what are some of the traits?
I mean, well, they're there to please, right? So they're very attentive. They want to know, what turns you on, that kind of thing. So they're maybe more talkative, may spend more time on foreplay and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. And what are have you ever had somebody who was really trying to make you nut?
Oh, yeah.
I have been to this place. And I think when we think of somebody who's just in it to make another person nut, we can see that as a very selfless act. But in reality, it can also be selfish. And I think this is the drawback. So what's the dangers of
Well,
this kind of
one,
thing?
I think you can monopolize my time.
Need to reclaim your time.
Right, reclaiming my time. No, but I think you can, if you're trying to spend so much time, well, it's like a double drawback. You may be spending so much time trying to make me nut, but particularly if we don't know each other, like you just may not know what gets me off. Like you haven't spent enough time with me to know, the exact sequence of code to push.
Sequence of code.
To make me nut. And so then like we're both sitting here in this, situation where like I'm like, okay, next. And you're like, but no, I don't want to look like a failure. And I'm like, and there's just, particularly in the lifestyle and at parties, like there's just so many dynamics, like there's so many variables to whether or not I'm going to orgasm, that like it shouldn't be a big deal if we're together and I don't. Like, I don't feel no type of... So I've heard from a lot of women in lifestyle, they've run into a lot of duds, right? So a lot of guys that, you know, having performance problems, or it's just not working out, or that kind of thing, but they're really trying. And, you know, stuff happens, especially when people are new in the lifestyle, and so they don't know how they're going to react to certain experiences, or they've only been with this one person for the past however many years. So, and then they got to wear condoms, and there's just like all these other variables. So like, I don't really trip if someone is trying to please me and it doesn't work out, because there could be hundreds of reasons why that's the case. But I'm saying, if it's not working out, I'm cool taking a break. I'm like, you don't have to keep trying this. Like, let's time out here. Mm-hmm. We'll go do something else, or, you know, we'll go switch it up with different partners or something like that. Because my goal isn't necessarily to get a nut.
Right. And we'll talk about what your goal is. But you, so you brought up a bunch of great points. I don't have to reiterate anything.
I just want to say, as hot as balls and my titties are sweating.
Yeah, I know. It's been it's like there's a heat advisory in our area right now.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to sit in front of the AC for a little while. Mm-hmm. But no, you brought up a bunch of good points. It just reminds me of, I think we were talking to one of our couple friends. Yeah, just show your titties. That's good.
I have to wipe the sweat from underneath them.
Just an interesting image right now. Wiping sweat from under your titties. Just so big. You know, there are a bunch of women out there with small titties that are privileged in this hot-ass weather, aren't they?
I know, right? Yeah, they can have them swinging.
Yep.
No, bras are not your friend during this time mm-mm. of year.
No, I remember somebody saying that, you know, they can be with one person. They'll know who they are if they're listening to this. But, you know, they could be with one person and, you know, they will have a bunch of orgasms. They'll squirt, explode, scream, and all of that shit. And then they will meet with that other same person at another lifestyle party. And then it won't go down like that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it could be same person, same place, mm-hmm. different time though.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on with somebody. No. Sometimes an experience or a specific, particular setting can be the sexiest thing in the world that mm-hmm. can really, you know, that tension is built up and then you start having orgasms when you're fucking. But then there are other times where the shit just doesn't work out that way.
Right.
And so there could be a bunch of reasons why somebody isn't on the orgasm train or the nut train with you at that particular time.
Right.
And I think one thing people need to know, if they're really there to like give people as many people nuts as possible, just know that some people ain't going to be there all the time.
Nope.
And it might not have anything to do with you. In fact, mm-mm. many times it doesn't. Like mm-mm. the brain is a complicated thing. I told you that was our biggest and most important sexual organ, and we still don't fully understand it. Sex is weird. We are weird. Yeah. And so the danger of it is you can really get caught like really spending all this time trying to please this person. And guess what? All that time you're putting in there, they seeing you struggle. Guess what? Now it's not even a sexy situation anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like, yo, like you've been fucking licking my pussy for 45 minutes. Like, my pussy just is no longer, like, it's just not there right now. Just let it go. Right?
Yeah.
And same thing with dudes, like, getting blowjobs. I mean, there's dudes listening to this. Y'all know who you are, man. You know, you're getting a blowjob from a chick. She's been sucking your dick for 45 minutes, and you can't even...
I don't know who the hell is doing
that. Yeah, there's chicks out there that are determined, I'm telling you.
Good on them.
And, like, your dick goes numb from that shit. At some point, you don't even feel the lips no more.
Oh.
Yes. It can get that serious. Mm-hmm. And then you go soft and she's like, what happened? And you're like, damn, I don't know. You sucking my dick, but my dick ain't responding. Now the situation's not sexy anymore.
It's not sexy.
Now it's just like, it's negative. It's confusing. And so I think the thing is, for those who are trying to please, just remember, sometimes you have to let it go.
Let it go.
Right? Sometimes the body just is not there. It does not want to come. And if it doesn't want to come, like, just do something else.
Let it go. Let it go.
Right. Sometimes you have to build tension all over again. Yeah. Like, the tension is gone. Sometimes you got to let it go, step back, say, all right, mm-hmm. let's take a break. And then, you know, you meet them again at the bar or something, and y'all talking, and then the tension can get built again, and yeah. then y'all want to play, and just,
and
you know.
And it's all good.
And it's all good, exactly, instead of all, like, desperate and, like, bad and confusing. Okay. So, let's talk about the lifestyle folks that come to lifestyle events just to meet new friends. So this is kind of a curveball.
It is.
So have we ever run into a couple like this before?
I mean, we've run into couples where, like, they're really chit-chatty but don't play.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, that's cool. That's cool if I'm not interested. Like, I don't mind talking to people, particularly when I've been drinking. I don't mind talking to people. But, like, if I'm talking to you and, like, I feel a vibe, but then nothing goes down, I get confused. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. I think confusion is a drawback to all of these things. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, what do you mean you're confused?
Like, I don't know, like, if you want to play or not, or, like, are you looking for us to initiate, or I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what, like, you're very conversational, and, you know, you'll look for us later after we play with people, but, like, you never come to the room, or mm-hmm. there's just so many things. Communication is key. And I don't mind making friends. Like, I don't mind making friends at all. I mean, that's cool too. I would just like to know if, like, that's all you're looking for.
Yeah, so.
But if you come with, like, your titties out, then I'd be real. Well, I guess you could be friends with your titties out.
No, you could. Like, yeah. Some people are fine with that. I mean, mm-hmm. they'll be like, they'll dress down or whatever. Now, I think that people who come to meet new friends, or let's say like-minded couples, if you're coming and you're not a lifestyle person, you're at a lifestyle event, you know, some people just come because they're curious. They want to know, like, what it's about. They mm-hmm. just want to know if this shit is real. And I've been there before. Like, there's motherfuckers having orgies in hotels and shit that
you,
don't know
you
each
other.
You
didn't stay there very long.
No, I didn't. Look, I'm a go-getter.
Yeah, we are. We're go-getters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but there's some people that really need to, like, they need
time.
Yeah. And they generally come in there to meet people. And sometimes it's all about, like, meeting folks and then developing a friendship and then playing much mm-hmm. later on. But you said it yourself, communication is key.
Yeah.
And for folks, like, on this level, I think there are ways to sneak it in there, sneak it in conversation. Like, some of these folks are really, really good at flirting with you, and that's yeah. what gets you the vibe. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they're not exactly saying, wow, you look nice. You definitely look like something I'd like to jump on and ride for a little while, or like, wow, I'd like to taste your pussy. So what do you do for work again? You know, so I think you can sneak it in there, like, say, you know, we usually, like, I mean, that's really easy. Like, mm-hmm. what do you guys like to do? What's your play style? That's an easy question to ask. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you just come out and say, you know, we like to meet couples, you know, this is some of the things we like to do. These are some of the places we like to go. We'd be really interested in meeting, like, getting to know you guys. That'd be
yes.
nice.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. However, we played that game with a couple.
Yes, we did.
And
we did.
I got tired of it.
And there was a decision. There was a decision we had to make there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, how many times did you date a guy and, like, you know, went on 3 dates with him and was like, oh, I am definitely not fucking this person.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there as well. I think it happened when this chick ordered a onion dinner. It had raw onions in it.
And then she wanted to kiss you?
She didn't want to kiss me. That It was just, I ordered that, and now every time I think about her, I think about those raw onions.
What?
I don't know. It's weird. I never told you this story.
No, you did.
Oh, I did. I did.
No, you didn't tell me this story.
I did not.
No.
Okay. She wasn't even that cute.
Oh.
Don't worry about
it. And she had onion breath? Fuck that.
Yes, she did. All right. This one you're going to like.
Okay.
Okay. So, some people come, especially to hotel parties, with the goal of fucking as many people as humanly possible.
Yes.
You met these people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a couple friends that called these folks the Pokemon catchers. Like, they gotta catch them all.
Yes, gotta catch them all.
Yeah. So, how do you know when you've run into these folks?
I mean, you can, if you're being observant, you'll see them. They're, like, checking each person off their list. They'll fuck one, they'll go to the next one. Fuck that one, go to the next one. Till they ran through everybody at the party.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't want to be on that list. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm actually on the fence with these kind of players. So I know that if there was a woman at a lifestyle party and she was just fucking all the guys and I saw her and she was fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was riding dudes and making their eyes roll in the back of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, I want next. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, we, like, so when we go to parties and I see who's the, you know, everybody arrives, we do introductions, I see who's there. I'm like, oh yeah, I want to fuck him. Him, maybe him. Let's see what he's doing. And him. And we talk about it. So, like, we'll be like, who are you interested in? Well, I'm interested in these people. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, ain't nobody here I want to fuck.
Yeah, that happens. That happens.
But my list is generally never everybody. But if you want to do everybody, that's cool. I'm just not interested in being a part of the cattle call.
Yeah, I think in some small groups, I can fall in this.
Yeah, so if it's like six couples, okay.
Well,
if it's
six, like, people.
Yeah, six people. Yeah, three couples, mm-hmm. Okay. If it's, and we all know each other, like, we got together just so we could all fuck each other, of course. But if it's like, I don't know everybody, and it's like 20 people.
That's a lot.
I don't know. First of all, I don't want to put my pussy through all of that. Like, there's a lot of dicks for one night. I'm just saying.
Dick overload. You have a dick threshold for your pussy.
Yes.
Like, it has like green, yellow, and then like overload. Warning.
Right. Too much dick.
Yes. Systems are unstable.
Especially how dudes like be like how dudes like to be fucking me? No. I'm not taking 10 dicks in one night and niggas is pounding and got like damn near J-shaped dicks. Like little
hook 'em, girl.
Little baby hook 'em. Elbows and shit. No. No. Not doing it.
Candy cane dick.
Right. Shit. No. Yeah.
So it's interesting when I go to some group parties, like if I fuck a girl and I had a really good experience, like I might go again and fuck her again.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I might go to the same person twice.
Right. Well, it's always good to have your go-to, right?
Yeah.
And so whenever you go anywhere, like your partner is your go-to, right? Because you at least know you're going to have a good time with whoever you came with. Like you're always going to have a good time with whoever you came. Hopefully, if you're not, that's a problem. But you should be able to always have a good time with whoever you came with. And if you meet somebody there and y'all have a good time together, of course, double dip, triple, quadruple dip.
Yeah, I think there was one time we went to a hotel social where there were just two couples that we were fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
And we played multiple times with the same little group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. And that's why that's the drawback to taking like this Pokemon approach.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, fucking everybody in the room might not mean the best experience for you. Some people that might be fine. Some people like get off on like being able to fuck every single chick in the room.
No, I do like to have new experiences.
Yeah.
Like even like if we're at a party and there's new people there and people that I've played with before, I'm gonna go for the new people first, cause I know
that's true.
That I'm
that's
gonna true. Have yeah. a good time yeah. mm-hmm. with the people I've or you know the people I've already played with. So I'm gonna be like, well, I want to try the new dick first,
mm-hmm.
and if that doesn't work out, then I can go to the reliable dick.
Right, right, and yeah, I mean, and there are. Yeah, so we got that a few times where yeah. couples, like, they'll come to an event specifically because they're like, okay, so I know this one couple,
mm-hmm.
so if this event sucks,
yeah.
I know they're my go-to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they'll go there for that and then aim for new couples. I mean, we've done that.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you know, go into it. Sometimes you can, it could be a crapshoot. Going to a party where you don't know any couples.
That's why I think we don't like blind dates that much either.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think our philosophy on dating one couple is that it's risky,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's why we tend to like parties. Cause if we meet a new couple at a party and they turn out to be great and we turn out to be a great match, then, you know, kudos to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, we have other options, mm-hmm. specifically our go-tos. So again, and the thing about fucking as many people as possible, again, sometimes this is fine. We know single guys, we know, couples that take this approach and they do well. The drawback is it might be difficult to make friends,
yeah.
Doing that kind of thing. It might be difficult.
But you might not be interested in
yeah, and if way. You're not, then that's fine. Oh, let's talk about being watched and watching. So the couples that typically go to these events that just want to watch or be watched. So how do you know when you got this kind of couple? What cues you?
They hug in the wall. Well, the ones that just want to watch, they hug in the wall. They like close to each other, whispering back and forth, but they never like get too close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can tell, they like, even when you approach them, if they've seen you fuck and then you approach them, they get extra nervous. Because mm-hmm. like, oh my God, they're going to ask us to have sex.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just be chit-chatting. You be standing on the wall.
Yeah, these couples, I think, like, people like porn. I mean, let's keep it real.
It is,
people
and like it's live, porn. It's live like. Porn. Going to a party, going to an orgy or whatever is live porn. And so if that's something that really gets you off, then I would totally understand. And I like watching. When I'm taking a break, I like watching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, it's not going to be the only thing I'm doing, but I do enjoy watching.
Yeah, so a lot of people enjoy watching, and I think that's fine. I think if people, you know, I think that's perfectly okay. Like, sex is a beautiful thing to see, assuming you're liking the people that are having sex.
Mm-hmm.
I think for us, it could be a little annoying.
If everybody's watching,
yeah.
like if everybody's watching and nobody's playing, well, it's yeah. like, well, I mean, I can put on a show. That's not what I was planning on doing,
right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, like I like watchers. I think you brought up a good point. I don't like when they saturate the party.
Yeah.
Because
when it's more watching than playing. It's not as fun.
Yeah, it really isn't.
It's not as fun for us.
Right. So.
But I also like being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I like being watched, but I'd prefer being watched playing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as there's like a good mix. I think it works for us. I think for those who like to watch, you know, shouldn't be afraid to just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we just want to watch. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's totally okay. What about the people who want to be watched? So I kind of have a personal preference for these couples more so than the ones who like to watch. Like,
I mean,
they'll play. They won't
yeah.
play. They might not play with other couples, but
right. I mean, I guess as long as you're not doing too much.
Yeah, like. That one time we went to that club and this girl was screaming like she was being
oh, yeah.
tortured.
Oh, like, yeah, that was too much. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So like that. Like it wasn't even like a pleasure, like, you know, a pleasurable scream. It was like somebody was ripping her toenails out. And I was like, bitch, calm down.
Damn, ripping her toenails out. That was extremely specific.
It was. I'm just saying. It was just, I don't like that.
So,
because you don't sound like you're enjoying it, and maybe that's her enjoyment scream. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but then it just becomes annoying to me.
I like couples who like to be watched because they create and contribute to this sexy environment.
They do.
And the ones who watch don't necessarily do that as much. And that's sort of why I prefer the, you know, I guess we call those exhibitionists for those over voyeurs. Although just like trying to get a nut and give a nut, both of them can be selfish inherently. But I think the thing is that in the lifestyle, just as in sexual interactions in general, there's always going to be a degree of selfishness. We just have to accept that. So the last thing I wanted to ask was, so what is your motive when you engage a lifestyle party? Like, what would you say is your core motive?
I'm just trying to have a good time. And that doesn't necessarily mean having sex. Having sex is a bonus. It's a plus. But it's not a guarantee. And it's not always my expectation.
But I
want to have a good time. I want to talk. I want to dance a little bit. I want people to look at me. I want to look at people. And I just want to enjoy myself. I want to flirt. Like, that's, you know, I just want to have a good time. It's a night out. So I just want to enjoy that night out regardless of what may or may not happen. Now, I'm going to be prepared to fuck. Don't get me wrong there. I'm going to be prepared.
Always prepared to fuck.
Always prepared. But I'm not going to be like, I have to come tonight. I have to have an orgasm to say that this was a successful night. That's not me.
That's not me either. I think I have multiple goals. And not all of them I'll achieve every night. But one of the goals is, and it depends on where I'm going. So if I'm going to a party, one of the things I'd like to do is meet somebody new. Meet some people new. Possibly play with some new people, but that's not necessarily required. You know, at our last hotel social, there were many people that I spoke to that I never played with, but I'm glad we spoke. Because if we see each other again, it'll be like, hey, we had that awesome discussion, right? And I want to have good playtime with either familiar or new faces. It doesn't matter. But, like, there was one... So I was at, I mean, this is part of the sticky pages.
I was like, are you getting into the sticky pages?
So, all right. So we might as well just roll into that.
Sticky pages.
Yeah. Sticky pages. Cause so this sticky pages, so we're just rolling right into this. Cause I think just for those who are listening, our preference is just to have a good time. We enjoy the experience. It's not about just getting to the finish line, but the run on the way there is what we like. All the flirting, all the picture sharing, all the talking, all the watching, the touching. I mean, I remember there's a lot of examples at this, for the sticky pages. So we'll actually use it as our example. So. This sticky pages was, I think, Amora's Getaway June hotel social. There was a big turnout. Lots of sexy couples showed up to that thing. And there were just a number of interactions that were great. And there was just a couple that I want to highlight that just sort of emphasized this just enjoying the moment thing. So there were two great experiences that I had. So one was I was playing with someone on the bed. I won't say who it was, but she's a sexy girl. And so, you know, we were kissing, you know, and so I was ready. Like, we did all our foreplay stuff. So I was ready. I was between the legs. And then somebody else was on the bed, and they had been fucking the whole time. But apparently the guy, you know, he's hitting this chick from behind, and, you know, they're both moaning, but he's about to bust a nut. And so he starts, like, screaming, oh. He's like, you want that cum, baby? You want, I'm about to cum. And it was so funny. Like, it was just hilarious. And I just, like, she started laughing and I started laughing. And she was like, shh, don't laugh. And so she just kind of embraced me and pulled my head into it so that nobody would hear me laugh. So I'm literally, like, on top for just shaking. And he's just busting. Like, he sounded like Lex Steel. It was hilarious, but so that was one moment I just wanted to highlight. And then there was another moment where I was, and I haven't had an experience like this before. Mm-hmm. I was watching at this point. See, and these kind of moments are important. I was watching, and then a girl came up to me while I was watching another couple, like, play. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't really, you know, she's a girl who sort of exclusively, like, had sex with women. Mm-hmm. So I never quite, I played with her a little bit before, but she had came up to me and I didn't expect anything to happen. I thought she was just going to stand by me and watch with this other couple. Mm-hmm. And then she kept getting closer. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I just sort of took her by the hip, just like as we're watching. Mm-hmm. And then she starts like bringing her hand down to my dick. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh shit. Oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And it was so sexy because it was unexpected. Like, mm-hmm. I think like she got consumed by the moment and I was like just flowing with it. I was like, okay, here's, I'm going to play with your pussy. And we enjoyed that. I can't remember if I came or not, but I remember I was on the brink. I remember particularly like, this is fun. Like, mm-hmm. this is nice. I'm enjoying this right now. Mm-hmm. No intercourse. She's just like jerking me off. And I'm like, I could feel her body shaking and shit. And mm-hmm. she's just enjoying that shit. And I think she came. I didn't ask her because I stopped asking. And I'm training myself to not ask, to get out of that goal-oriented place.
Yeah.
But I think she had an orgasm. I paid money. Because she was like, you know, I know, ooh, you know, I know what your girls do. Like Eddie Murphy said.
I don't know what that was, but okay.
Ooh, you don't know what that is? But those were just two important moments I wanted to highlight just in terms of just enjoying the experience and, mm-hmm. and sort of stepping away from the goal oriented stuff. So there's a few other experiences that I had, but why don't you say a little bit?
Yeah, that was a great party in particular because so at the first party we went to, which was also a very epic party, there was a guy there that I wanted to play with, but didn't get a chance to. Well, I mean, we like soft swap, but we didn't get to play. But he was at this party finally, and so we got to play. So I was very happy that mm-hmm. I got to play with him because he was really sexy.
Yeah.
And then there was just a lot of sexy people. There was a really funny guy there. Like, we didn't play, like, here's the instance. Like, we had been, like, kind of passing each other the whole time, but he was really, okay, personality, again. But he was, like, really funny and, gregarious and that kind of thing. And so it was, like, the end of the night where it was me, his girl, and him. We're like, you know, kissing and rubbing and touching. And it just had been a long night for him. Like, he had fucked several times and it was just a long night. And so I was like, no problem. Catch you next time. But, it was just, you know, nice meeting fun new people and, fucking new people. Mm-hmm. And it was just a good group. I think almost everybody played.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just all over the place and
yeah, there were some, I just remember there were like four people in the,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess they ended up in the bathroom somehow.
Oh yeah.
I don't know this was interesting. And a more getaways is probably going to get me for this one because I'm just going to be very candid about this. So I think, sometimes it could be difficult to judge how much space is too much space
yeah.
and too little space. So there have been times where it was a full house and there was literally two beds available, mm-hmm. right? Because usually there's like four beds, maybe three beds. And sometimes there's like only two beds occupied and two still available with a full house.
Mm-hmm.
But this party, everybody was fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So it was like, yo, there was one point at which, you know, I was with a girl and I was just like, I can't fuck you right now because there ain't no more.
There's nowhere for me to fuck you.
Yeah. So at some point, people ended up in one of the bathrooms. And the thing about the bathroom is sound travels differently in there.
Yeah, it does.
It echoes. So we were hearing chicks in there screaming like, you know, just getting fucked good. And like people would pause like, oh, shit. Like, can I, let me... I will get right back to this pussy. Let me just see what's
going on.
So that was good. So I give it to Amar Getaways because most of the time, like they have this stuff measured down well. But that night, I don't know, the full moon was out and my planets just aligned. Everybody wanted to suck on something, mm-hmm. jump on something, or stick it in something.
Yeah.
And there was just a whole lot of fucking going on. Hope no families were next door. What else happened that night? Oh, there was a couple of folks there who had never gone to a lifestyle event.
Oh, yeah.
And that was their first time there. They got fucked too.
Yeah, they did.
They got fucked good.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoyed it. Like they have been broken into there. I feel for these couples because I think some of them are really young and, they might not be able to have a normal relationship, non-lifestyle. At all. Yeah, and we ended up staying there. We stayed there till the night ended, right? Yeah, we always
do. About. Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, I might have had a lot to drink. Cause there was one point at which I was like, I had busted a couple of nuts and I had a lot of drinks in me. And that is a good time to talk to me because I am ready to talk.
Yeah, you were having like a real deep conversation. And I was like, I'm too drunk to participate in this right now.
Yes, you know, that's fine. Cause there are plenty of people that wanted to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there were a couple of times where I was like, I know you don't want to talk about this, so.
Yeah.
Yes, you can go and suck some more dicks. I'm gonna talk about these gender normative issues that are plaguing our community. And the dangers of feminism. Okay. So. I think that is all we got for our episode this week. So how long do we have until our hotel getaways? It's like a month now, right? Maybe a little over a month?
Yeah, it's a little over a month.
So we'll have another episode about it. So again, look in the show notes if you're interested in attending. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate
you
guys.
Keep emailing us and giving feedback. If you like the narrative last episode, let us know. Comment, share,
rate,
subscribe,
review,
all that shit.
Stay sexy, stay black, and if you're not black, stay whatever you are. If you want to change, go ahead and do that too. But whatever the case is,
stay true to yourself.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Bye.